How's your breathing?
Good. Dr. Amy Vihick just entered what she dubs the Castle Room at Mercy Community Healthcare, a free clinic in Franklin. Her 10-year-old patient, Matt, waits calmly, his legs dangling from the examination table. According to Matt's mom, Candy Morehouse, doctor's visits are a part of their family's routine. Matt was diagnosed with asthma and autism at an early age. However, she never imagined she would have to seek medical attention for Matt without health insurance.
So we will continue to have to pay out of pocket for everything. And because Matt has very special medical needs, we are at the doctor's a lot. We get hospitalized. So just last year, he was hospitalized for 3 days in critical care. And we are still paying on that, and we'll be paying on that for a really long time, I'm sure.
With Candy's husband losing his job and then becoming self-employed, the family has to self-insure themselves. She and her husband looked at several options, including those on the state exchange through the Affordable Care Act, but all of those options were too expensive. Instead, the family chose MediShare, a faith-based insurance program that pays only for major medical expenses and nothing else.
So we still have to pay nearly $400 a month for insurance that does nothing for us at all.
All of these reasons are why the family goes to Mercy. Morehouse had to find a place that would allow them to pay as they went and still provide what she considers quality health care.
When you don't have insurance and you don't have a lot of money for health care, which is insanely expensive, especially when you have special chronic care, this is our option. And for me, I couldn't even think of a better option. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Wonderful. Big breath. Great.
Dr. Vihick sees a lot of uninsured kids from around the state. Some come from as far west as Jackson and as far east as the Cumberland Plateau. Others are closer by, even from Williamson County.
First of all, it is very difficult to be poor in a relatively wealthy county because there's a lot of expectation and there's a lot of perception that there are not folks in need here. But the other thing is that because the need is so great, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last I heard, we serve 32 counties in the region.
Uninsured patients make her job more time-consuming. She's constantly keeping up with the most affordable prescription list, along with maintaining contacts in the community who are willing to help Mercy care for patients.
But when you've got a child with complex medical problems and they don't have insurance, the health departments just aren't geared to handle those kind of problems and to provide for all of these other needs. And
Vihick could soon start to see more patients than she is now. According to Rose Nacarado, Kids Count Director, Tennessee could spiral backward if the state doesn't enlarge its Medicaid program.
But as we go forward with other states expanding Medicaid and Tennessee not expanding Medicaid, we are probably going to lose position in the area of children without health insurance.
According to Nacarado, most kids in the state are qualified for health insurance. She attributes some of the kids' lack of health insurance to their parents' knowledge about state programs. But that's not the case for all kids.
If their parents also qualify, that makes it more likely that they'll sign up. So again, that's a way that we will be hurt as we don't expand Medicaid because parents, adults are in that Medicaid expansion group and if they're not included, they're less likely to even be aware of it and to get their children signed up.
For now, Matt will remain one out of 16 kids in the state who is uninsured, with his family continuing their pay-as-they-go care, a number that may increase as the state debates the future of the Medicaid program. Reporting for WMOT News in Franklin, I'm Emily West.